So one word today. Well, if you leave here, I want you to remember one word. I guess the word would be Jesus. Jesus. It's kind of the name above all names. We've heard it described that way. Our beautiful Savior, Jesus. We just sang about Jesus, this one word, Jesus. Today I want to talk about the word Jesus and the name Jesus and the importance of Jesus in our lives as Christians. Our very name comes from Christ, Christ Jesus, as Christians, one who looks like Jesus. That's who you call yourself as a Christian, as a follower of the Son of God. And so understanding the name of Jesus, understanding the importance and the power and the beauty and the most amazing name that is given under heaven and in the heavens. Over and over in Scripture, there's a theme, obviously, especially in the New Testament, where we find that Jesus has been revealed as the King of all kings, our Savior, our Lord. As we talked about a little bit earlier, the spotless Lamb that was to shed blood for us, for our sins, our Savior. Over and over and over again, we read in Scripture that in Jesus' name, or the name of Jesus is referenced, or Jesus himself says, in my name. There's something that we as Christians need to look at and say, we've got to figure this out. We've got to figure this out. So if you're a new Christian here today, if you're a Christian that's been in the faith for a long time, if you're a non-Christian, if you call yourself just kind of seeking, maybe you're just seeking, I want you to listen because this is for all of us today. This is for all of us this morning, understanding that the name Jesus all throughout the Bible is so very, very vital to us. In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, we're told that the devils, the demons, the demonic forces were powerless because of Jesus' name. That even demons shudder at the name of Jesus. Have you known any demons before? You don't have to raise your hand. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, I'm not talking about the people that you think, oh, that little devil. No, have you seen the demons before? I mean, maybe they've spoken to you. Maybe they've messed with you. Maybe you know someone who has been messed with by the demonic. You see, the demonic shudder at the very name of Jesus. Jesus were the demons were cast out in Jesus' name in Mark chapter 16. So we see that in Scripture, it's very clear that demons have been possessing people, and simply in the name of Jesus, they were cast out of people. Everybody say, wow. Yeah. Wow. Demons were cast out in Jesus' name. In Acts chapter 3, all throughout Acts, of course, but we see that healing occurred. Healing occurred in Jesus' name. Healing occurred in Jesus' name. We celebrate that today, and that we understand that there is healing, that God can provide that special anointing, that special touch, the physical healing in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 4, and Romans chapter 10, and all, of course, all throughout Scripture, but specifically, if we're writing these down, salvation comes through Jesus' name. Salvation. Now you may be asking the question, well, what do we need to be saved from? What is salvation? Well, understanding that we are sinful people, that we are absolutely wretched people because of sin in our lives, given from our ancestors, and of course through Adam and Eve, that we are sinful people. Our righteousness is that of filthy rags. And yet, through the name and by the name and the work on the cross, through Jesus, we are saved. And so salvation comes in Jesus' name. and through the work of the cross. In Matthew 28, we see that people are to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Baptism is that external, that thing that we do, that symbolic action, that when we become a Christian, we symbolize our healing, we symbolize our cleansing, we symbolize that which was old and dirty, and when we come up out of the water, we are clean and whole again in Jesus' name. There's something about speaking in the name of Jesus. There's something about it. In 1 Corinthians, continuing on in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're justified in his name. We're justified through Jesus' name. What does that word justified mean? I always like to say it, and I've said it before, just as if I'd never sinned. To be justified. We're made right. We are made holy. We are corrected just as if we had never done anything wrong in the name of Jesus. And so as we think of this name, the name that is given above every other name that is so powerful, so amazing, so many things can be done in the name of Jesus, we want to study this today. And if you don't catch on to anything I say today except one thing, it's that there's power in the name of Jesus when we speak it. There's power in the name of Jesus when we speak it. Finding our main scripture, if you will, in John chapter 14, verses 13 through 14. And then I'll jump to John chapter 16 as well. But I want you just to hear this. I think it's on the screen for us this morning. And it says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name." This is Jesus speaking. "And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it." I mean, that's huge. Jesus is making a statement here. Jesus is making a statement that in my name, ask the Father. Ask the Father so that he may be glorified through the Son. And in John chapter 16, verses 23 through 24, it says, "In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, and your joy will be complete." And so this is Jesus self-proclaiming, right? This is Jesus speaking about himself to say, God the Father, in which we know that the triune God, the God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Jesus is actually speaking of that other attribute of God, saying, God has given me this name, Jesus, that through the Son, you can ask according to God's will, according to the Father's will, and you will receive. See, I think a lot of time, Christian, that we don't ask enough in the name of Jesus. I mean, we don't seek the name. We don't pray in the name of Jesus. You see, these are some of the most powerful verses in all of Scripture related to prayer. In fact, most of us pray, when we pray, we conclude with the phrase, "in Jesus' name." I mean, that's because of these two passages of Scripture right here. Because we're instructed by Jesus himself to say, listen, you have to pray and ask and conclude, so to speak, or pray in the name of Jesus. And so that's why, I mean, some of you who are new Christians in here, you heard people say it from the stage, you hear people say it all over the place, potentially, as we thank God or we give God praise or we're asking God for something, and then we conclude with, "In Jesus' name I pray, amen." I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I always thought you had to say amen because that, like, I don't know, that like signed off, you know, like in a walkie-talkie, like over, over and out, God. You know, I mean, like, amen isn't a magical word. It's not a magical word. Amen just kind of says, well, I agree. We agree together, and we're agreeing with one another when we say amen. So be it. But there is something about praying in Jesus' name. There's something about praying in Jesus' name. It's praying in Jesus' name that I want to bring to the forefront of our thoughts today. Jesus has invited, he's urged, and he's commanded us to pray in his name. And it's promised incredible results. I mean, I'm not lying here, right? You just read it. I mean, let me say that again, that Jesus has invited us, he's urged us, and commanded us to pray in his name and has promised incredible results. That's amazing. As we think about this, I catch some Christians sometimes, and myself, I've probably done it a few times before, but I try not to. When you're praying or something like that, you say, oh, Lord, this, that, and the other thing, and Lord, this, that, and the other thing, and you keep going on and you're going on. You go, in your name I pray, amen, right? That bugs me. Did you catch it? What happened? What happened there? You left out the name of Jesus. In your name I pray. Well, no. Jesus didn't say, just say in your name I pray, because it's leaving out the power. Do you see what I'm saying? There's something about the power of the name of Jesus that healing occurs to speak forth. There's something about the power of Jesus' name that demons must flee. Speak it out. There's something about the power of Jesus' name in which salvation comes to the believer in faith. There's something about speaking out the power of Jesus' name that demons and devils, they shudder in fear. And it's not when we say, in your name I pray. Do you follow what I'm saying? So Christians, let's just try to catch that about ourselves. I've done it before. I promise you, it's kind of cliche. It's kind of catchy, and let's speak the name of Jesus. It's okay. It's okay. I like when you're watching TV or something like that, and somebody is praying, or you know, it could be a Dan Orlovsky. Let me just share with you. You guys know Dan Orlovsky. Have you heard the Dan Orlovsky story? He was a former Detroit Lions quarterback, wasn't a great QB in the world, but he was backup to Matthew Stafford. So, I mean, good gravy, it's Matthew Stafford. Sorry I lost half of you in the room, so I'll keep going. So Dan Orlovsky, what a fantastic dude. He's a Christian. He's a Jesus follower. And you know DeMar Hamlin, that the guy from the Buffalo Bills that a few weeks ago literally died on the field? If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it later. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you've been living in a cave for a little while. But this NFL player literally died on the field. And they're doing the CPR. And, I mean, he had collided with somebody, and just something happened. His heart stopped. And the NFL community just, I mean, they just went crazy. Because they're like, what do we do? Do we keep playing the game? I mean, the guy just got carted off. They finally resuscitated his heart. And you see these guys kneeling around and like literally bawling, these grown men, these football players. And so I watched a video. I watched a video, and I heard the audio, actually. And Dan Orlovsky, say that 10 times fast, this former Detroit Lions quarterback, he is now, I don't know what... Do anybody know, was it ESPN or I don't remember? He's like he was a commentator working the game. And so as they're bouncing back and forth, they're going to the field, nothing's going on. I mean, what does the television have to do? They just have to stall because there's just like, what do you do? So they're bouncing to the field, and then they're going to these commentators, and they're going to the field, and they're like, and so these people are just talking about, oh, wow, our thoughts and prayers are going out. You know, to the Buffalo Bills, our thoughts and prayer going out to, and it's like Dan Orlovsky, he said, you know what, you guys, I'm just going to stop right here. This is live television. He goes, I think we should pray. And at the risk of losing his job, I guarantee you, I mean, at the risk, he decided to pray right then and there on live TV. And it was a beautiful thing. He stood up. He stood up for his beliefs. He stood up for his Lord. He stood up for his Master. He stood up for his Savior. He spoke the name of Jesus. And so as I think about this, as we think about the power of Jesus' name, there's people, I guess I started to think about that story because I've seen other people on TV where like, well, our thoughts and prayers, so let's pray. And they say, well, dear God, we just pray for this situation right now, and we thank you. Amen. You see, there's nothing wrong with that per se, and I'm so thankful that people can do that, but you see, they're missing out on something that we need to be praying about. If you call yourself a Christian, it's speaking the name of Jesus. And so as we think about this, I ask the question today, what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus? And so I've got a couple things that I would want to share with you. What it truly means when we pray in Jesus' name. Number one, we're admitting the bankruptcy of our own name. Like, we're admitting the fact that we, in and of ourselves, are bankrupt. Our name means nothing. When I pray in Jesus' name, I come boldly before God because of the power in his name. Have you ever prayed like that before? Come boldly to the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I don't like to manipulate God, and it's not our purpose as his creation to manipulate God. Like, God, you will do this because I tell you to do this. No, God, I honor you. I respect you. I revere you in the name of Jesus because you told me to. And so we speak the name of Jesus. It's like a bride coming from poverty to marry a wealthy husband. It's like a bride coming from the just the poor, lowly life to marry a wealthy husband. At that point, the woman takes the name of her husband that and all that it entails. And so she no longer acts in her old name, but she now acts in his name. It's taking that name and understanding that her name was nothing before, but the wealth and the authority that she's taken. You see, it's the same way. We're admitting the bankruptcy of our own name, and we take upon Jesus. Number two, we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus has literally given us his name. When I use that name, I'm confessing that he is mine and I am his. God has said, listen, you know, Jesus said, take my name. And so we identify with the person of Jesus Christ. Number three, when we pray in Jesus' name, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray in his authority. To pray in his name is to ask in his authority in accordance to his will. Number four, we submit to his will when we pray in Jesus' name. Jesus' authority rested with his submission to the Father. Did you catch that before when we talked about that passage of Scripture? His authority rested in the Father's. It's kind of saying, Father, whatever be your will, to glorify the Son. And so we're to use Jesus' name as we submit to his will. Number five, when we pray in Jesus' name, we're representing him and the interests and his interests here on earth. It's kind of like this, it's like a legal arrangement known as a power of attorney. Have you ever heard that before? Like the power of attorney, you are literally, it's like a legal arrangement that we are to use Jesus' name. We're to use Jesus' name as we represent him on his interests here on earth. You see, Jesus has given every believer unlimited general power of attorney, if you will, in his name and by his name. And then number six, just as another thought is that when we pray in Jesus' name, we pray expectantly, right? So we know that we're not just praying just simple prayers, but God can do immeasurably more than we can ever ask or imagine in the power of Jesus' name. And I hope you believe that today, Christian. I hope that if you have trusted in him and you understand who he is and that you know him, that you can come expectantly, as Jesus just required us to. You can come expectantly in the name of Jesus. When we pray in Jesus' name, we can expect an answer and according to the value of his name. So we can pray with great and excited expectation according to the Father's will. So this morning we're going to sing a new song. It's a song that I heard a few weeks ago, and I want to teach it to us. And we're going to let the band teach it to us today, but it's right there. It's one of those songs that you just want to play over and over. You know, when you're around the house or you're in prayer, you're in the shower, whatever. You just want to just pray over and over and sing it over and over. And I just want to just share with you the lyrics before we sing it. And it says this, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and mind, because I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And it goes on to say, I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Read that one. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Because your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. It goes on to, I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Because your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. I speak Jesus. So what we're going to do in here this morning, we're going to take some time to speak the name of Jesus over you today. I want you to speak the name of Jesus into your life. I want you to speak the name of Jesus over the things that you're dealing with. I want you to speak the name of Jesus to the most gut-wrenching pain that you have right now that you're dealing with. Speak the name of Jesus. If you've got an addiction today, I don't care if it's pornography, if it's sugar, if it's caffeine, if you've got an addiction to drugs, if you've got an addiction to alcohol this morning, I want you to come today. I want you to speak the name of Jesus over that. Because in the name of Jesus, there's authority, there's power, there's freedom. So let's sing this song together. You're welcome to take a posture of worship today. If you'd like to stand and sing, that's cool. If you don't want to sing at all, that's fine. If you want to come up to the altar and just kneel and just pray, that's okay too. But let's just speak the name of Jesus over our hearts and lives today.
Shout it out.
It's in Jesus, Jesus in the tree.
Yes.
Jesus in the darkness over
every enemy.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in our streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family,
your family,
I
yes.
speak the whole name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name.
Encourage you today, if there's something that you need to speak the name of Jesus over in your life, and I want you to be able to come forward today, and if you want to be anointed and prayed for, if you want to just to help, just be help breaking through something, maybe there's something in your life that you just want, you need to speak the name of Jesus into. We're going to sing that song again. I want to encourage you to come forward. I want you to come and just kneel if you'd like to, or come and I'll pray with you. Others around would come and pray. We want to be able to speak the name of Jesus freely, right? I mean, without any type of reservation, we want to speak the name of Jesus freely.
To say about a couple times that I've spoke the name of Jesus over my family, or that I've spoke the name of Jesus over things, and it's been, chains have been broken and things have
right.
changed.
That's right.
And we just don't, it's so true that we don't take on this power. We're Christians and we have this power and we have this name that can just blow things out of the water for and make change.
Right.
And so some of you may know that I was raised by my aunt. You might not know that she is a paranoid schizophrenic, and so she struggled with that her whole life. And she was homeless, and she almost died. And her legs were black from the knees down, and she was in a home all by herself. And I believe demons took over her weak mind. And so for years, our family, we just didn't know what to do, because she would just destroy family when she came, and they would try to help her, but long story short, she is about to die. And so I got a call saying, your aunt is about to die. We don't know. She won't go to the hospital. We don't know what to do. So I had to go down to Indiana, and I had been praying for her, Lord. We don't know what to do. All I know is, Jesus, you have to step in, because we don't know what to do. And so this was a year ago in February that I went down there, and we got her to go to the hospital, and she ended up in a home. But today, like 1 year later, I still believe Jesus is doing things in her life. She's finally on medication, and she's a different person. So that's one thing that Jesus has done in my life, just by speaking his name and praying his name over some situation that I have no idea what to do.
Right, right.
And another one, I'm just going to be honest about my sons. They didn't have Christian friends this summer, and it just broke my heart. I was just mourning for them, and I said, Jesus, and I would walk around my house, and I would just put my hand on their room, and I would say, Jesus, do something. Change them. Help them. It's not fair. These schools are just so consumed with sin, and they need something. And Jesus brought my son, Jay, the most awesome Christian friend at school, and he has turned a 180 in his life. So I believe in the name of Jesus, and if you need the name of Jesus, come forward and just get it, because he loves you. He wants those chains to be broken in your family.
So let's sing that song one more time. And I would encourage you just to let go. Let go. And speak the name of Jesus. Let's sing.
Over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. And I just wanna speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power, and your name is healing.
And
your
Jesus
name
over your life.
Is life.
He's leading
yes,
you.
It
He's
is.
Pulling into your heart.
Break
Don't be afraid to step out.
Stronghold, shine through
Jesus will meet
shadows,
you. He will meet you here.
Like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name,
and that is
Jesus. Yes. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets. Darkness over every enemy.
That's every enemy.
Jesus for my family.
Does your family need Jesus?
That's
right.
Jesus.
speak your name
over every heart and every mind.
Every heart that's here.
'Cause I know there's peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Can we sing that chorus, just voices? Your name is power.
Your name is
healing.
Your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire.
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind which we must be saved. And in that name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Amen. Do you believe it today? Do you believe it? So let's go from this place as I send you out. Let's be a light in the darkness because of the name of Jesus. Let's live in freedom. Let's live in victory because of the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed.